Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Today, I have a story to tell you to illustrate one of the most important aspects in the game of golf, in particular the mental part of the game of golf. And of course, people love to talk about the mental side of golf. I hear people say all the time, golf is 90% mental. I wonder what in the heck they are talking about. I always return that statement with this one, and that is, yeah, I'd agree that golf is probably 90% mental if your other 10% is 100% correct. Meaning that if you do not hit the golf ball or cannot hit the golf ball, you can have all the mental game in the world at any level that you play at, and you are not going to be a good player relative to your competition. And if you have, conversely, you know, great ball striking and not so good mental, well, you're not going to play up to your potential. So both are equally important. It just, you can't say one's more important than the other. They're both equally important. They're two aspects of the game of golf, but you have to hit the golf ball, and you have to think too. Even at a professional level. I remember when Tiger Woods was struggling a few years back, and people said, oh, he's mentally, he's lost. And I'm like, mentally, he's lost? What in the world are you talking about? He's the greatest mental player ever in the history of golf, maybe ever in the history of sports. I mean, his closing record is absolutely incredible. You think all of a sudden he's lost that? And oh, he's lost his confidence. Well, at that time, he was about 150th in strokes gained tee to green. And he's, and somewhere near that in strokes gained approach shot to the green. And he spent his whole career at number one in strokes gained approach shot to the green. And for sure, every year, top five strokes gained tee to green. And maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe he was number one every year in that too. But anyway, the point is that you have to have both. And here's a great story to illustrate that. Remember back in, and I don't know if how many of you listened or used to watch or did watch my show, The Haney Project, on the Golf Channel, where I taught all these, different celebrities. And the idea was that I was going to help them get better and help them improve. It was like an 8-week series. And just to give you a little background on that, it made it seem like I was working with these students for, every day for 8 weeks. And the reality was, is we filmed over probably a 2 or 3 month period of time. We filmed 8 episodes, and we would spend like 1 day filming an episode. So I saw them, 7 times before we filmed the final episode, which was kind of the grand finale test. There wasn't really a lot of instruction going on there. So it was really 7 lessons. Sometimes they practiced in between, and some students really worked hard at it. Rush Limbaugh worked hard at it. Adam Levine worked hard at it. Michael Phelps worked hard at it. Some of them are, Charles Barkley, tried hard. I don't know how much he practiced in between. It varied, okay? But the idea was I was going to help these students. Well, one of my students, goes all the way back to 2010, was Ray Romano. And Ray had a goal, and his goal was to break 80. So they start pitching me on the show, we're going to get Ray Romano, you're going to help him break 80. And I said, oh, well, really? What's his handicap? They said, he's a 12. Oh, well, that's not going to be a problem. I mean, if I took a 12 handicap and just went around the golf course, let's say you're a 12 handicap, and I went around the golf course with you 2, 3, 4, 5 times, Okay, I don't know how many it would take. It, you know, depending on the course. And I didn't even tell you anything about your swing. I just told you about club selection, maybe a little bit about where to aim, maybe an occasionally what side of the tee to tee off on. You know, maybe where to try to get a putt to start, maybe where to try to get a putt to end, you know, things like that. And I would get a 12 handicap to break 80. This is a very, very simple task. I said, okay, this is not going to be a problem. This is not going to be a problem at all. So we go out and we play the first time. This is the first time I played with Ray, and we play at El Dorado Golf and Beach Club, one of my favorite places where I'm a member at El Dorado in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Jack Nicklaus Golf Course, right on the, you know, Gulf of Mexico, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Super, super sloped, fast greens. Desert course, meaning that when you let the ball fly on almost every hole, and I say let it fly, you know, left or right, you're looking at a lost ball. And tight fairways, tight approaches, kind of hard to pitch the ball into really fast greens that are sloped, firm greens. It's a hard course. You know, for most people, it's a hard course. It really is. And we went out there to play the first time. Now, Ray's a 12 handicap. And we go out there to play the first time, and we stand on the first tee, and Ray hits one over there to the right, and it's into the Arroyo, and it borders the driving range. And he says, that could be a lost ball. And I said, I don't think so. Don't worry. We'll just throw one out. But no. If that's going to be a lost ball, I got to hit another one. I'm like, well, take a mulligan. I don't take mulligans. I count them all. I said, I know you count them all, but I mean, we've first hole. I mean, just hit a second ball. No big deal. He won't do it. He's got to hit another ball. I mean, Ray is a play by the rules. Every shot counts. Count everything. I gave him a 4-inch putt on one hole. He flipped out and said, Hank, I putt everything out. You know, don't touch my ball. I'm like, Ray, we've been out here for like 6 hours putting everything out. I said, let's just, I mean, it's 4 inches away. I give it to you. Anyway, one of the greatest guys in the world. I love Ray Romano. Absolutely. And, you know, hey, everybody loves Raymond, right? But I love Ray Romano. And he's a hoot on the golf course. He putts everything out. He hits every... plays by the rules, counts every shot. I mean, that is just, there are no gimmies with Ray Romano. So anyway, we go out there to play the first time. We start off the first shot, lost ball. Okay, reload. Anyway, there's our first two penalty shots. He's a 12 handicap. I'm like, this will be interesting. We'll see what we got here. You know, how much I'm going to have to help him get better, whatever. He shoots 100. And he shoots 114. 114, a 12 handicap. Now, a 12 handicap, is supposed to average, you know, depending on the slope or course rating, whatever they call it now, he's supposed to average like 80, you know, well, let's see, 84. Okay, that's what he's supposed to. He shoots 114, 20 shots higher than he's supposed to like average. And I thought, oh boy, we have our work cut out for us. But I'm the optimist, and I always think I can, you know, perform a miracle. And to a lot of times I have in coaching, a lot of times. And I thought, okay, let's just clear out the mess. What if we just clean up the mess? The mess is what I call my three keys to golf. Eliminating penalty strokes, eliminating two chips, and eliminating three putts. All right, if you listen to me, you've heard me talk about this many times. Penalty shots, When you have an out of bounds or a lost ball, that's a two-stroke penalty because it's a stroke and distance penalty. If you hit it in the water on a par three and you have to hit again from the tee or the drop circle that's 20 yards up or 30 yards up or whatever, it's still, in my mind, a two-shot penalty. It's a stroke and distance penalty. If you hit it in the water, but you get to drop up by the green, where, you know, where it went in, lateral hazard, okay, that's just a one-shot penalty. You gain some distance. If you have to chip out of the wood sideways, I consider that to be equivalent to a penalty stroke because you didn't gain any distance and you have to hit shots somewhere in order to take distance off the golf course. And preferably you do it every time, but when you take penalty shots, you don't. So a sideways shot is another penalty shot. All right, that's a penalty shot. And then the two chips are when it takes you more than one shot to get it on the green from close proximity to green. I'm not talking about 150 yards away or 100 yards away, but if you're, you know, 20, 30 yards away from the green and you can't get it on the green, yeah, that's a two chip. Maybe it's two sand shots. Maybe it's two chip shots. Maybe it's two pitch shots. I count that as a two chip. And then the three putts are you know, self-explanatory, except I count a three-putt not just when you're on the green, but if you're anywhere off the green where everybody playing the game of golf would have putted. In other words, there's nobody in their right mind would have done anything but putt that shot from, you know, an inch off, a foot off, a yard off, 2 yards off, whatever. If it's a situation where every golfer, you know, amateur golfer, pro golfer, whatever, would have putted from there, I call that a three putt if you putt from off the green and you threw. Now on the tour, that wouldn't be considered to be a putt because, you know, you technically weren't on the green. But that's how I keep track of it. So Ray shoots 114. That's his number. And here's how he got to that number. First off, the greens are really, really severe at El Dorado Golf and Beach Club. He had 8 3-putts. He had 1 4-putt. Okay, that's the equivalent of 10 3-putts because a 4-putt is like having 2 3-putts. Okay, so there's 10 shots right there. Okay, now we're down to 104. All right. Got a ways to go, though. We got to get to 79 somehow by the end of this show. That's I got 25 shots to go. That's a long way. All right. What about his lost ball? He had 4 lost balls into the desert. All right. That's 8 shots right there. He had 3 water balls. Okay. That's a total of 11 penalty shots right there. And, you know, okay, 11 shots off of there, 10 shots on the three putts. That's 21 shots. And, you know, now we're at, what are we at? 93. All right. Well, we're closing in on it. He had 2 2-chips. So now we're at 91. 2 times he was off the green, didn't get it on the green. And then 3 times he was in the sand trap and didn't get it out in one shot. So I add that all up. And if I clean out the mess, now it's a lot of mess. It was a lot of mess in my mind. But if we clean out the mess, he's at 88. And I thought, okay, we got to just clean up all the mess and then improve 9 shots. Okay, this is a tall task for sure. But the first thing you start with is fixing the big mess, the shot that's giving you the most trouble. That, and you just work your way from there. But clean up the mess and improve 9 shots, and honestly, play an easier golf course. Maybe even play a par 70 golf course is what I'm thinking. But play a golf course where if you hit it over, you know, to the right or to the left, you're in another fairway on a lot of holes, not always out of bounds or always in the desert, always reloading. And I thought, you know what? There's a possibility. Depends how much he's going to practice. All right. So I'm going to continue with this story when we come back. Remember, if you want to get better at golf, you want to learn more about everything I'm talking about, go to HaneyUniversity.com. Sign up for my instructional emails. They'll be going out on a 3 per week. And you can also find a lot of great information there. I've got a whole new video series coming out with Performance Golf Zone, which is going to be great. Should be out in a week or so. How I fix a slice in one shot, one single shot. This whole program will get you hitting that driver like you've never hit it before. So you can check that out. But HaneyUniversity.com, you can also find out all the information on my upcoming availability for golf lessons. If you've wanted a private lesson from me, the opportunity is coming shortly. So HaneyUniversity.com to check that out. All right, so I went to work with Ray Romano the first time, and he had a guy who was kind of his guy and had played a lot of golf with him and always played with him and kind of helped him a little bit and, you know, was kind of his, you know, golf guy, okay? And I asked him the first time, I said, how much is Ray going to pay? Oh, he's going to work really hard at this. He really wants it bad. He's going to work real hard. I said, all right, you know, just... You know, and I, of course, I'm somebody that really hard to me is like all day, every day. So when they say they're going to work really hard, I'm like, well, I mean, he's got a job. He's, you know, filming TV shows and whatever. So I just out of curiosity, what I ask him, I said, what would really hard be? What's really hard? And he goes, well, he said, let me think about it. He says on Monday, he goes to his shrink. Tuesday has yoga. Wednesday. He goes to his shrink. I'm like, well, that's 3 days right there. So, I mean, already really hard is not going to be very hard. And I mean, I'm thinking to myself, man, he seems like a pretty normal guy. I mean, how many days does he go to the shrink? Anyway, maybe the shrink can help him with his golf game too. But he did practice some, okay. But not quite as much. So his pursuit and his goal was all about trying to break 80. It's been a lifelong goal of Ray Romano to break 80. And, you know, he actually, after all this, starting off the first show, the first show, he says he's a 12 handicap. And we play and he shoots 114. And I said to this guy, I said, he's not a 12. He said, oh, yeah, he is. No. I said, he's not a 12. He shot 114. I said, 12 handicaps do not shoot 114. I mean, I don't care if it's a bad day, a hard course or whatever. A 12 handicap does not shoot 114. He's supposed to average 84. I said, he's not a 12. And he goes, oh, yeah, he is. Yeah. And I said, he is not a 12. He's not even close to, well, he said, come to think of it, I can't remember the last time he broke 90. Now, I'm thinking to myself, how in the world can't remember the last time a 12 handicap broke 90. He's supposed to average 84. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, he won a 12. He's like a 26. So I could see like the writing on the wall here. You know, I'm going to look like an absolute idiot in this show. I'm going to get him 10 shots better. Okay. From his 26, I'm going to get him 10 shots better down to 16, and my net is going to be that I've gotten him 4 shots worse because he is not a 12 handicap. He wasn't even close to a 12 handicap, not even close. But anyway, we get to the last episode of the show, and Ray, and they're out there filming him. I wasn't there, but the guys were filming him. It was the last round of golf he was going to play before the end of the show. And he's got the whole film crew there, and he's out at Lakeside Country Club in Burbank. I think it's Burbank, California. I've played there many times myself. Great, great course, fun course. You know, not extremely hard, but I don't think any golf course is easy. You know, people will say this is an easy course, this is a hard course. There are no easy courses. You know, there's 18 holes on golf courses, and you know, there are no easy courses. There's no easy shots. There's no easy holes. You know, they're just holes and shots and courses. And anybody can have a bad day on any of them. And you know, they're all hard. You don't have to apologize for shooting a good score at any course. When people say, oh, it was an easy course, I'm like, you still shot it. You still had to make all those birdies or all those pars or whatever. So I don't look at it like that. But anyway, he's out there playing. And of course, you know, he's playing better, and they get me on the cell phone. Okay. And they are, you know, giving me a little, you know, recap of what's going on. And he's on the 18th hole. He's on the 18th hole. And if he pars it, he breaks 80. Never broken 80 in his life. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this could be unbelievable. Well, sure enough, yeah, he makes bogey, and he shoots 80, so he doesn't break 80. Okay, now that was the first time it happened, But I was proud of him. I mean, that was quite an improvement. And having a chance to break, when the first round he shot, when I watched him, he shot 114, then he has a chance to break 80. I mean, and, you know, 2 months later, 3 months later, I'm like, wow, that's pretty good right there. I mean, I felt good about that. All right. So then he's got another chance to break 80. Okay. This is another time. And, you know, Ray and I have become, you know, good friends. Love Ray. And, you know, we have golfed together. We have hung out in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico together. I mean, you know, we you know, through the years, we text and this and that. And, you know, I'm always cheering for him. And I, you know, if I see him at a charity tournament, I'll always, you know, say hello and pay attention to him and hopefully watch him hit some balls. I love Ray. So he has another chance to break 80. And he's playing at Lakeside Country Club. Now, in golf, what you should do is you just play one shot at a time. It's one of the hardest things to do is to play one single shot at a time. You don't add your score up before you're done. Everybody does it. Everybody's done it. You learn how not to do it, but everybody's done it. You know, you know you got a good round going. You know what you're shooting. You know what you need to do to shoot your personal best or whatever, and it gets in the way of your performance. The better you can just put everything in a little compartment and just play one shot at a time, the better off you're going to be in golf. It's just the way it is. You cannot look ahead. You're going to. But when you start looking ahead, you got to start looking right back and focus on the task at hand, which is your next shot. And when you hit a good shot or a bad shot or whatever kind of shot, you just play the next one. You just move on. Every shot is independent of the one before. That's just that's the best way. And it's the hardest thing to do. You know, the whole mental game, mental side of golf, most of it just boils down to playing one shot at a time. I mean, if you play one shot, think about it. If you play one shot at a time, how upset can you be? How mad can you get? How disappointed can you get? How down on yourself? One shot. How disappointed can you get after one shot? When you get mad, how mad can you get at one shot? The reason people get upset is because they're piling all the shots on top of one another from round after round after round. And now, you know, they're not playing one shot at a time. They're playing, you know, 1 week or 1 month at a time. The hardest thing is to play one shot at a time. Ray doesn't like to play one shot at a time. He likes to add up his score, know what he's doing. So I get a message from him. And the message is a text message. And this is a couple years after, you know, or a year after, whatever, the next year, I think, from when we filmed our show. And he goes, the message reads, I'm on the 18th hole at Lakeside Country Club. And if I par it, I break 80. And I'm thinking to myself, Ray, why can't you just play one shot at a time? Why do you have to send me this message? Just play you're playing great. You're playing along. You got a chance to break 80. 18th hole is a par four. You can par it. Just play it. No, he's got to let me know exactly what's going on. So I'm his friend. I'm cheering for him. I'm waiting. And here he goes. And finally, I get another message back. And the message reads, hit it in the trap, couldn't get out. The pursuit of breaking 80 continues. But the story there is that you have to play one shot at a time. You know, I believe like when a touring pro is playing a tournament, he needs to know what's going on. He needs to watch the scoreboard. All this don't watch the scoreboard stuff, that is ridiculous. I mean, Tiger Woods knew exactly where he was all the time. I mean, I don't know how you can play and not know where you are in a tournament. That's just nuts. But you stay in the moment and you play your one shot, and regardless of what the outcome is, you play the next shot. Well, Ray has a hard time doing that. Ray Romano, everybody has a hard time doing that. Even the best players in the world have a hard time doing that. So the next thing that happens is This is a, you know, another time Ray has a chance to break 80. He's at the American Century Classic, and it's a celebrity tournament in Tahoe. A lot of top celebrities play there. You know, Michael Jordan's played there. Charles Barkley plays there every year. It's a great, great event. And, you know, Edgewood Tahoe, great course, beautiful, right on the lake. You know, not easy course, not you know, particularly hard course. And I see Ray up there because I used to go there all the time to the tournament and just hang out. My friend Jonathan Thomas was the president, CEO or whatever of American Century and had me as his guest. And I would go up there and I always enjoyed it. One year I was up there and Ray plays every year. Ray Romano played every year. And I saw Ray on the range on Saturday. And, you know, he hadn't been doing great, and you know, with his first couple rounds. And I said, oh, let me watch hit some balls. I watched him hit some balls. And then I don't get to watch him on Sunday because I had to leave. I got lucky. And my good friend, Michael Merriman, offered me a ride on his plane. My wife and I, Suzanne, well, and a ride on his plane back home. And I thought, well, I'm not going to pass up this, you know, nice free ride on his nice plane. So we left on, you know, Sunday morning, and I didn't get to see how things were going. But I get we're on a plane, and I get a message from Ray Romano. And the message is, I'm on the 14th hole. I'm 4 over par. Today could be the day. I'm like, oh my gosh. He can't help himself. And Ray, just play one shot at a time. Can't do it. Can't do it. Well, I'm thinking about the course. I'm thinking about, you know, the finish. I mean, he's got a par 5, number 18. He's got the par 3, 17 along the water. There's another par 5, 16. So he's got two par 5s coming. And, you know, normally you think par 5s are pretty easy to score on. But for somebody that's, you know, a 12 handicap, you got to hit three decent shots to make par. You know, you got to get it on the green in regulation. So sometimes par fives are not easier. I mean, they're easier for pros because they can reach it in two and they've got room to you know, wiggle. They don't hit a good drive or second shot, they still have an opportunity to make a birdie. But for amateurs, that's not necessarily the case. Now, really, the hardest holes for higher handicap golfers are par fives because you got to hit more shots. The easiest holes are par threes. You only got to get lucky with one shot or just hit one good shot and you got a chance. So I'm you know, on the plane, I'm thinking of all the holes coming in and, you know, hoping Ray does it. Well, anyway, I get another message. He said, I'm on 18. I need to par to break 80. And I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? I mean, what happened? I mean, you just, you had, you know, 15, 16, 17, and 18. You had four holes to go. You're 4 over par. I mean, you just had to play those four holes. You had to make one par and three bogeys. I mean, what happened? He bogeyed them all. And, you know, next thing you know, he's right on the number. And now he's got the par 5, 18th to play, water in front of the green. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, boy. The momentum has changed. He's added up a score. He's choking on 18. But I'm his friend. I'm always cheering for him. I'm like, oh, man, I hope it happens. I hope it happens. Anyway, it didn't happen. I get another message back. He said, bogeyed 18. The quest continues. He's always positive, always, you know, hey, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep trying. This is a lifelong dream of him. And you know what? You have somebody who's a friend of yours. They got a lifelong dream. I mean, you're like living and dying with that friend because you want to see him, you know, you want to see him live his dream. You know, his dream is to break 80. Well, he didn't do it that time. But you know, and every time this happens, I said, Ray, just play one shot at a time. Just play one shot at a time. Just play one shot at a time. Every time I talk to him, just play one shot at a time. He said, I got to let you know how I do. I know you tell me to play one shot at a time, Hank, but I got to let you know how I'm doing. I'm like, you don't have to let me know how you're doing. Next time you get a chance, just don't even, don't text me. Don't get your phone out. Don't take a picture. Don't take a video. Just play one shot at a time. Just play once. Oh, anyway, next thing happens, not long after that, he's got a chance at Lakeside Country Club again. Now I get a video. The video is I'm on 18. Hank, I'm on 18. I got a chance to break 80. And all I got to do is par the 18th hole. I'm like, oh, Ray, you don't have to tell me. Just play. Nope, he's got to put me on video. Well, anyway, he's on the green and three. Something happened. Next video, he's on the green and three. Oh, I'm on the green and three. I got this putt to break 80. I'm like, oh, man, how far is this putt? And the putt's like, 15 feet. And I'm like, oh, he's not the best putter. I mean, he really isn't. I mean, he thinks he's a decent putter, but he's not the best putter. Anyway, I'm cheering for him and watching. Leaves it short. I mean, not only short, he left it like you've had all these chances to break 80. Your lifelong goal is to break 80. You know, it's why I don't think it's, when people say, don't ever leave it short. I feel like if you hit a great putt and you leave it an inch or two short, I mean, that was a great effort. You just needed to hit it a fraction of a harder, and you would have made it. I mean, that's a good putt. But when you leave a putt 2 feet short from 15 feet with a chance to, that's like a horrible putt. He left it short. He didn't make it. I said, Ray, I said, good try. You'll get it, bud. I said, but you know what? Next time, just don't text me. Don't text me. Oh, man. Anyway, it happened. I got one more. I got the conclusion of the story to tell you, but let me remind you to go to voodoopainrelief.com. Get your free voodoo pain relief cream. Free 2-week supply. It's a supply that lasts 2 weeks. You don't have to sign up for a subscription or anything. You just go on there and you get a free offer. And if you try the product, you'll like it. It'll help you. And your arthritis pain or your muscle soreness or your back, shoulder, hip, whatever, your wrists, hands, anything. It's gonna feel better to you. Thousands and thousands of people have tried this product. They order it, they reorder it, they use it. And if you try it, you will see what I'm talking about. So go, and I can't do better for you than free. Go get your free 2-week supply at voodoopainrelief.com. All right, I'll be right back with my conclusion to this story. All right, so it happened again. It happened again. Ray had another chance. My man, Ray Romano, had another chance to break 80. He has been trying to do this forever. Some days you watch him and you think, I think he could do it. Other days you watch him and you think, there is no way this guy will ever break 80. No way. I mean, it's just not going to happen. But you know what? I always think, it's going to be this one day and everything comes together and maybe it could happen. But Ray won't play one shot at a time. He's got to add him up before. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's got to video me. So I get a video. This happens just not a couple weeks ago. I get a video. I get a video from Ray, and the video is I'm on the 18th hole, Hank. And I've got a chance to break 80. If I make par on this hole, I'm going to break 80. Well, boy, I've seen this movie before. I've seen this television show before, and it wasn't like Everybody Loves Raymond. It was like Ray trying to break 80 over and over and over again. Anyway, next thing you know, I get another video. He's got the video going, and he's videoing his putt. And his putt is like 25 feet away. Okay, this is the first one. This is the first one he shows me and says, I got 25 feet to go. And the second video he sends me, it's just him. He's holding the camera and he's got this solemn look on his face. And then he goes, I wanted to show you what happened. And I'm like, well, obviously you didn't make the putt. And right then he walks over to the hole. He turns the camera. It shows the ball at the bottom of the cup. He turns the camera back to him. It's a close-up. It's just his face. I've got this picture saved on my phone. And he's got the biggest smile on his face ever. And he said, I did it. I made the putt. I broke 80. And I'm like, I can't believe he made the putt. I mean, it was like a 25 or 30-foot putt. I've never seen him make a 25. I mean, it happened. Ray broke 80. And along the way, I think he always knew that he shouldn't tell me that he had a chance to break 80. But he just couldn't help himself. Anyway, when you have a chance to shoot your best round, you don't have to call me. You don't have to text me. You don't have to, you know, tell me. Just play one shot at a time till the very end. Whatever your goal is, just play one shot at a time. That's the moral of the story. One shot at a time. And if you do that, you'll play the best golf. That is what the mental game really boils down to. Hope everybody enjoyed my story. Thanks for listening. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, go to HaneyUniversity.com to check out all the information on my private lessons that are coming soon. And sign up for my instructional videos that go out on a 3 times per week basis here, again, starting soon. And then get your free Voodoo Pain Relief Cream at VoodooPainRelief.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.